I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe we are back talking Real Housewives of New York. It is back on air. It's been a long hiatus during this quarantine time. I don't know why Bravo did this to us. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am joined by my two beautiful co-hosts, Ronnie and Allie. How are you guys doing?
Good. I missed you guys.
Yes, me too.
I'm feeling wonderful. I feel like a break is sometimes needed. So I missed you guys, but I didn't mind having the 2 weeks off. I don't know why. It was okay for me. Yeah.
That's fine. I kind of understand. The Roni was a little bit getting on my nerves, so I did need a little bit of a break, but I was dying for fresh content from Bravo. And yes. Now we have it. So let's dive in. I know we have a little bit of a recap. We haven't been on the air for a little while. So let's just briefly talk about, I think, the two biggest talking points from the last couple episodes. Tinsley is out of New York City and into Chicago. What did we think about her leaving, how she left? It kind of happened, or it seemed as if it happened pretty quickly. And then also just like the filming of it, her driving away, looking outside the car window. What did we, was it a little too much? What's our thoughts? What do we think? Ronnie, let's start with you.
You know, I think Tinsley did not ever really earn her apple in this franchise. I do think she was a socialite years past. I think she did well in the CW series. I often refer to that, but I don't mind that she left, and I'm glad she had a warm, beautiful moment, fall in love in this great story. However, the part that is challenging is they really didn't even have anything to edit. That's where you know she really didn't bring much to the table. I'm not knocking her, but at the same time, when she had that scene where she's driving in the car, looking out the window, the shots that they played were very insignificant. You know, some people have more in three episodes than she did in all three or four seasons that she's been on the show. So I'm glad she's happy, but I'm not going to miss her at all.
Allie, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, I have a completely different opinion, but I mean, I totally get what you're saying. I think that her goodbye did feel a little bit random, but like we all knew it was coming. So we were just kind of waiting for it. Yeah. Even the girls, like Luann was like, you're not going to stay around like a couple days for my Halloween party. Like she was out of there. As for the car scene, I don't know, maybe I just love a good, like dramatic moment, but I mean, I was like almost tearing up. I thought it was like, it felt really genuine. And, you know, when she had that moment with Dale and Sonia and all of them there, like, you could tell that for her, like, yeah, she's just moving to Chicago, but, like, that's a big move for her. Like, she's used to living on the East Coast. So, I don't know. I liked the way they filmed it, and I thought it was a perfect goodbye. And I will miss her. Yeah.
You know, for me, that whole scene felt a little bit rom-com-y, I love a good rom-com,
yes.
But you know what I mean? I was actually a little bit surprised that I didn't realize she was leaving mid-season. I thought she was going to be there for the whole season. So when I saw her Instagram post that, you know, this is going to be her last episode, I was a little taken aback by it. And I will say the most dramatic part about Tinsley leaving is Sonia dropping a comment on her Instagram post. Did you guys see what Sonia said on Tinsley's Instagram post?
No. I saw it. It referred to you should thank me for bringing you on the show. Yeah, I saw that.
It pretty much you should thank me for your entire life right now, which was so hilarious and so Sonia. I think Leah was commented back like, what is going on here? But then we also have Ramona gearing up for a birthday party. And that was the last episode. And it kind of bleeds into this current episode. What did we think about just Ramona in general? I think she's 60 something now. It's not really big money.
63, I think.
63. Oh, okay. It's not a monumental birthday. Let's just say that. It's not like a nice round number. It's not 65. It's not 70. It's like a 62, 63. How do we feel about birthdays that aren't really that significant? Like, I know a birthday is a success within itself. It's another year around the sun, but like, I mean, 63, like you just had your 60th. Why do we need another 60 plus woman lunch party?
Well, I mean, hers was a coming out party because she was coming out as a single woman because she had been married, but that was a long time ago.
She's been single.
Right. So this doesn't make sense. Maybe we're missing something, but the parts of it that I like are that some people, myself included, I'm very shy. Sometimes I don't like to celebrate myself. Sometimes I don't live as boldly as I would like. So I like that she went for the jugular, but the way she treated the other gals, like I know we'll get to it as we get to the next episode because Dorinda, of course, gets mad. But I'm not a big fan of you dismissing anybody's time. Or is that the word dismissing? Being neglectful for someone's time. Yeah. If I'm going to send you out, whether I think it's cool and whether I hear a lot of people say things like, well, if you would have taken me, you know, out to Long Island, I wouldn't have had a problem. What you don't have a problem with doesn't mean you should still treat people that way. So I really didn't like it. I don't mind the maneuver of it because she wanted to get maybe a free party. That part doesn't bug me, but you should be more respectful of people's time. And, you know, Ramona is not very liked and she had such a strong early season. And I'm really worried what we're all going to be talking about as this season goes because it's not looking good for her. And I like her a little bit, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Allie?
I agree with that. I'm worried to see. I don't think Ramona is going to have a good rest of the season. We'll see. As for the birthday party thing, I mean, it's so Ramona. So, like, it was entertaining. It was funny. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that she's having such a huge party for 62 or 63 with 60 plus friends or whatever. Like, no, we don't probably even have that many close friends. Like, especially someone that age. It just doesn't make sense. It's really weird that she brings it up. And the coming out party, that's weird too. And it's a party with all girls. So I don't understand, why would you have a party with like all of your girlfriends to be like, I'm single. Like that sounds more of like a go on a vacation, like spring break type of thing, not like a party with the girls. So it was all just weird, but I'm excited to see the party at the same time because it'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think the party is going to be one for the books. Yes. But we are back in New York City, and being that we're back in New York City, we've lost the housewife, but we have gained new taglines. What did you think? This is like a pretty like big move for Bravo to do a mid-season tagline change. What did we think about the new taglines?
I like the idea of taking that break and then having new taglines, but some of them really just didn't hit. Dorinda's felt bad the first tagline, and now the second one. And she's given such an authentic story, whether it was good or bad, and we know that it's been a rough season for her. So why didn't she go in that vein? That's what I would have liked. Like her tagline, the first one I think was, I may not be right, but I'm never wrong. Like I've known that slogan since I was like 10 years old. So that wasn't original. And the new one I don't really like either. Sonia's I'm okay with only because it's similar to what she already used. So it was like she reshaped it a little bit. But I liked Luann's, I liked Leah's, and I liked Ramona. They were okay. Yeah.
Okay. Allie?
I agree. I was so happy to hear that they had new taglines. It just felt like fresh, got me kind of excited again for like all of the rest of the shows. But I loved Leah's. I think that fit way more than the like Sting Like a Bee one or whatever. But I agree with you. Dorinda's was like, eh. Ramona's was good. Yeah, it was just exciting. So I was so glad that they chose to do that.
Ramona had a couple good ones seasons past. It was something along the lines of something about acquired taste or something.
Don't like me, acquire some taste.
I love
something
that.
Like that. Yeah.
She hit that. And before you go, Chelsea, real quick, I do think Leah, because she has that podcast and Proper Etiquette, I would have loved for her to like work that in, because the whole storyline that we're getting is very like, let her do her own thing. And the words in Proper Etiquette could have worked in a tagline, I think. So that's the only thing I would have liked to maybe see with hers.
I think for me, the best one was Luann's. I think all the women's kind of played on certain storylines throughout the season, but Luann's was probably the best one. You know, I know my standards, but I'm never going to be on the lower level or whatever it was. I lived for it. I like it. I enjoy it. But it's Halloween in New York City, and the women are getting ready for a big party that Luann is throwing, that she is hosting. She is really pulling out all the stops. She is not going to be performing this year as she wants to enjoy more time with her girlfriends. So we get into this episode, costume shopping with Leah. She's talking to her baby daddy, Rob, and he is going to be making an appearance, which I thought was really cool amongst all the women. And then we get Dorinda and Luann joining in, looking for costumes. And Dorinda kind of gives the dish of her perspective of everything that happened with Ramona, Sonia, and her when they went to help party plan for Ramona's birthday party. Dorinda basically saying she used us. We were being used as a prop to get this guy free publicity and probably get her a discount on her party. Mm-hmm. That's how I viewed it. I would have, like you said, maybe someone else wouldn't have minded, but like, if you're telling me I'm going somewhere, please let me know that it's 3 hours out of the way. Let me know that I'm going to be in a car for a while. And also let me know that this is for a promotional use or something like that. Like, to be blindsided like this, like, granted, these aren't, you know, this isn't Kate Hudson or, you know, Emily Blunt. They're not these big names, but their time and their likeness is valuable. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be using them and taking pictures to post on social media, they should be aware of it prior to like being put on the spot for it. Yeah. So how did you guys, what did you think of Dorinda's retelling of the story? Did you find it to be accurate? And did you even like how Ramona handled the whole situation to begin with?
My biggest gripe with Ramona is just being disrespectful of people's time. I'm never going to be okay with that. Now Dorinda retelling it, that was cool. She was able to get hopped up and a little excited about it. And what made the scene so special, and I kind of live for it, was the fact that Luann and Leah were both very like, okay. I watched the scene a couple times, and it was funny to see Luann just be so deadpan, like, I'm going to let this gal talk, because she shows love to Dorinda. Of course, they both did. But they really didn't, you know how when you're in a conversation and the other person's hopped up, sometimes you'll get into it with them, because you want to also be like, yeah, you know, she sucks, blah, 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 blah. They both like didn't care. And I kind of liked that part of it. We like our housewives to be, you know, big personalities, big conversations, but there's certain times where you just got to let it go. And Dorinda does seem to be having a gripe with everything, you know, whether the sun comes out or the moon comes out at night. So it was kind of cool for once for us to see Dorinda not have anyone to banter with. I kind of enjoyed that.
Hollywood, what about you?
Yeah, I agree. Going back to just the whole setup of it, though, like, Ramona knew where she was going. Like, she totally knew that they were not going to somewhere in Manhattan. Like, there's just no way that she acted like, oh, like, you know, I didn't know that either. And it just felt so, yeah, they were blindsided. I would have been so annoyed to have to go, like, 3 hours, that's a lot. And then they're just sitting there the whole time, like, listening to Ramona plan her own party. Like, I don't know, it was just, I mean, maybe if she would have told them beforehand, like, this is what it is, do you want to come? Then it would have been a completely different story. But she kind of just, like, trapped them into that situation. So I agree. I think that was, you know, bad on Ramona's part. But, yeah, hearing Dorinda talk about it, I just love Luann and Leah together. I don't know why, but they just, like, pair well. And they have, like, great chemistry. And I feel like they're usually on the same page. And they're kind of just over like a lot of the drama. I don't know. They're just cool. I like
they
them.
They have an interesting yin and yang, like yeah. The countess and the street girl. I don't know. There's something fascinating about that.
I agree.
But Ronnie, to your point too, it's like, I don't think that they didn't want to engage with Dorinda. I think that what Dorinda was saying, they were just like, oh yeah, sounds like Ramona. Like, you're not saying anything new. Type of a thing,
right? Yeah,
you know, so it was just like listening to it, like, yeah, not surprised there, you know. But speaking to Ramona and how self-involved she is, she meets up with her matchmaker who hooked her up with Red Scarf guy from a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
And that really weird awkward date night with that millionaire. So this matchmaker is 0-2. I don't know if I would keep going to her, but Ramona seems to have faith in her. And Ramona wants it all. She wants to have a best friend, someone that she could talk to, but she also wants someone that's going to spend a lot of money on her, go on expensive trips, live this lavish lifestyle that she is so used to living, billionaire status. So my question to you guys, I was thinking this as I was watching the scene, what kind of guy will we see Ramona end up with, if at all?
Allie, you take this one first. I gotta
okay. That's such a good question, Chelsea. I mean, I definitely do see Ramona ending up with someone. I don't know. I think she, you know, can do the whole independent thing, but I do see her with a man. I see her with an older man, an older white man, someone who is like very, very wealthy, you know, exactly what she was describing. So that's just what I see. What do you guys think? Probably pretty similar.
I don't know. Maybe it's someone in, what is it, Palm Beach? They always go to Palm Beach. Maybe it's something of that nature. I mean, here's the thing with Ramona. Outside of the show, she's quite awful, so that's going to be hard. On the show, she's quite awful. So when I have a scene that I could at least appreciate, I'm going to give her kudos. And what I will say is, while she's over the top, while she's the most, I also don't think, again, this is going off that same conversation I had a second ago. I am more shy. I'm more bashful. Sometimes I forget that you could ask for anything you want when you're thinking about who your love is, you know, who your potential mate would be. And so I kind of give her a little bit of credit for being that over the top, because at the same time, like, we're able to shoot real high and we may not get that. So it didn't really bother me. And what I loved about the scene is her, you had said the matchmaker, maybe she's not the one, but what I was loving was that matchmaker was even over Ramona. That matchmaker was like, wait a minute, and you can't have this. And if you want this, like, I liked that the matchmaker wasn't just on here to be on the series, to get her name out there. Right. Like, she checked her a little bit in a nice way. So that scene didn't bother me as much as some of the other scenes with Ramona.
She definitely kept it real. I think I see Ramona with a retired ex-athlete, maybe like a retired baseball player, older guy, really wealthy. Has his vacation home in Florida. Mm-hmm. Also very egotistical. And they just love themselves so much that love kind of blends into love for one another. That's who I see Ramona with.
I love it. So detailed.
Marty, Danielle's Marty, maybe. That's
like a Marty. But Marty might be a little bit too much of a pushover, but maybe Ramona needs that. I don't know.
Maybe.
I could see that.
Yeah, so I enjoyed the matchmaker scene. I thought it was funny, and I'm very curious to see the type of man that Ramona settles down with. But yeah. This is a very Ramona-centric episode. Now that we're talking about it, I realize this. We should do a drinking game alert for every time we say the R word.
Yeah.
Elise and Sonia have dinner together, and Sonia is also talking about her gripe with Ramona, how she feels like every time she talks to her, it's always a one-upper type of a situation. And then Elise also mentions, you know, I feel like she is shutting me out. Like, why? She got you a Halloween costume. Why didn't she get one for me? She left me with a group of friends and just left me alone by myself. Like, what's up with that? I thought it was BS. Like, so these women are all having an issue with Ramona, and I don't know. I kind of, and I will also, we have some news and gossip pertaining Elise and Ramona at the end of the show. So you guys stay tuned for that. But what are your guys' opinions on how Sonia and Elise feel about Ramona at this point in time? Do you feel like their feelings are valid? Do you kind of understand where Ramona might be feeling in some of these situations? What are your thoughts?
I like it because I feel like the stakes are a little more real. We know that Sonia is a great friend of Ramona. We know that Elise has such backstory with all these gals. So sometimes my gripe with not just this franchise, but some of the other franchises is it's like character one and character two, like they look at a bottle of wine the wrong way. And all of a sudden it's this big argument that pans over three episodes. I feel like there was a little bit more authenticity to like where people could have been mad, and it just felt more honest. And I also am one of the few people that doesn't have a problem with Elise. I know they do say that she's a bit boring, but I just think that has to do with the fact that she doesn't give a care. Like, a lot of people come on this show and they give a care and they want to give this big, big emotion. She's like, I'm either on the show or I'm not. So it read very truthful. I thought her little Ramona, what did she call it? Ramonaville?
Ramona, it's a one-way street.
Yeah, Corona Singer. Like it felt like we were actually a fly on the wall. We were engaged in like what this would be like, all these gals from the Upper East Side and them, their start to have their little beefs. You know, like I said, on other franchises, we don't really get that because it's a bottle of wine as the stakes. This felt like such a long history. I think Elise actually helped Avery get a job, so everything made a lot of sense to this. And also I did watch a full interview with Elise with Heather McDonald.
Yes, yes.
And that also made me sort of trust Elise a little bit more and made me, unfortunately, you guys, really not like Ramona. Like, I'm really pushing Ramona down in this particular episode.
Allie, how about you?
You know, Tinsley's gone. I was sad, but Elise is 100% growing on me. I, you know, didn't really care for her much at the beginning of the season. I was like, she doesn't offer anything. She's just kind of there. But now I'm like, wait, she feels like she's so relatable. Yeah, I love how she, I don't know. I, like you said, like she just feels really authentic and like there's an actual like genuine friendship there between her and Ramona. And I feel like it's going to get really interesting. So yeah, I'm really excited to see Elise kind of grow, and maybe next season she'll even be like a full, you know, full-time cast member. We'll see. But also, go ahead.
No, and I get devastated. Like if two of the housewives argue, that's okay. It doesn't bother me. It is what it is. But I really do get devastated, you guys, when real friendships disintegrate. Mm-hmm. Like we saw, like Barb basically does not mess with Luann at all. And while I think that would have been a great cast member to bring back on the show, it bugs me when like authentic friends get broken up. So maybe there's something to it. But I don't think she's coming back. I definitely don't think she's coming
really?
Back. No.
Okay. Also, I wanted to say in our group chat, because it's really funny, Jed thinks Ramona is going to end back up with Mario. He said she's going back to Mario. Let's get real. And then Debbie Hutchinson said Ramona will end up alone. And Todd Beaton said Ramona and Sonia end up together.
I think the third is the most likely in that scenario. As far as Elise goes for me, I think the reason why, I mean, even I, it took me a minute for her to grow on me. And I think the reason why is because she wasn't properly introduced to us.
Yeah.
And I think a big reason to that is because she was Ramona's friend, a friend of Ramona. Ramona's the one that is essentially that brought her on. And I think the reason why we're seeing Ramona ice her out and shut her out is because she doesn't want Elise to continue on to the show. And she doesn't want Elise to get any more notoriety and get more popular or whatever. Like, I think this is more of a jealousy thing on Ramona's end. And that's why she's kind of shutting Elise out. And she is really likable. She's really sweet. She's like kind of funny. Like, she's just a nice friend. She's a good friend. At least she seems like it. So I think, I definitely think that she is very valid in her feelings about everything going on. And Ronnie, I also listened to that podcast episode with her and Heather McDonald. And I thought it was a really interesting interview because her and Elise have known each other for a very long time through their daughters, and they've become friends. So I definitely, we now know in real time they're beefing, and that is going to also contribute to some of our news and gossip later on in the episode.
What did you guys think about the confessionals? I mean, I think about Avery walking through. My favorite, I will say, and I'm sure it's your guys' favorite too, maybe, Luann with her picture from her modeling days. And we got to say it for our boy, Leon, because Leon loves Luann and we love Luann. And this is what I want. I want more Luann of this season, actually.
Me too.
And I love that. It's funny because she called Ramona a narcissist. And then it's like, well.
Yeah.
They all are a little bit.
Pot calling the kettle black. I definitely hated all the new confessionals. I think Leah's was probably the best sounding. Mm-hmm. The best looking might have been Sonia.
Sonia. She looked good. Yeah.
Luann with the shot behind her, hilarious, but what else can you expect? And then Ramona's in her kitchen, her eyes not being to camera. I was actually a little bit surprised. Like, I've been watching the Zoom reunions with Atlanta and Vanderpump, and their setup looked great compared to what these women's setups for their confessionals looks like. So I'm a little bit surprised that these at-home confessionals don't look as good as I thought they should.
I was wondering if that was like, we're supposed to be in on the joke because Avery walked by. So I thought maybe there was that. And I know that they did on Family Karma. They did a lot of breaking the fourth wall. So I thought maybe that this season's been more of the humorous season. I thought maybe that's why they did it. Cause even as like, I've worked as a segment producer on American Latino TV for about 10 years. So like, I'm really aware of bites, and it felt like some of the gals were coming in real harsh. And if you're a segment producer, you would like have them reword it, and they weren't reworded. I felt like it was supposed to make us all make these comments about what the heck was that. I think it might've been played into the show. It might've been.
Interesting.
It felt very Roni season one to me. But
I said the same thing.
I liked it. I thought it felt raw. Like, I liked kind of seeing them not so perfect and just getting to kind of, like, you know, pick it apart a little bit. It was, I don't know, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
So two nice moments. We will kind of talk about these a little bit on the briefer side that happened in this episode. Hannah, we got a Hannah cameo. We got a Hannah and Dorinda moment, which I thought was really sweet. And Hannah speaking to her mom and telling her, you know, you've always been someone that saw their identity in a relationship, pretty much. And seeing you now single and on your own, like, I have so much more respect and admire you so much more. And that really meant a lot to Dorinda, which I like seeing the vulnerable Dorinda. Like, I just, I like that. Like, we need to see more of it. We can't, like, the angry Dorinda is not relatable, you know? And then secondly, Leah and Rob and Kearse going out to dinner in Chinatown at their favorite little, like, vintage, or not vintage, but, like, authentic Chinese restaurant. Their modern family dynamic it's just really cool and sweet, and nice to see them together as really good co-parents to their daughter and really good friends to one another. And knowing, like, how close Rob is with Leah's mom and stuff like that. So what do you guys think about these family dynamics that we saw both with Dorinda and Hannah and with Leah, Rob, and Kearse?
Allie, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I love it. Personally, those are some of my favorite moments in the show, when we get a break from the dramatic drunken episodes, but we get to see, like, the real family. You know, that's when we get to really see these women, like, at their core, like, who they are. And so when we saw Dorinda and Hannah, I was like, oh, cool. Like, I finally, you know, felt a sense, like, I don't know, I felt this empathy for Dorinda more so than I have in other episodes. So I just loved seeing them together. I loved seeing Rob and Leah and their family just go to this, like, chill little New York City Chinese restaurant. Like, it was nothing glamorous. It wasn't at this expensive, lavish restaurant. It was just this little Chinese diner. And I don't know, it was just really nice to see them kind of strip away from, like, all the glamorous and what, you know, what they usually are like, and just see them with their families. I loved it.
Yeah.
I feel like we need... Agreeing, I feel like we need more of these scenes, because it doesn't, without these scenes, we don't get to, like, really develop the character as to why they're so frustrated. Like, when we saw Hannah, first of all, I love when Hannah comes on, because Hannah has a very weird way, or a good way rather, of giving her mom the authentic truth and really schooling her mom on a lot of occasions over the seasons, but never in a way that Dorinda is so resistant. Like, Dorinda wants to learn from her daughter, she wants to make her daughter proud. And I got to tell you, that scene was good. And this is not excusing Dorinda for her terrible behavior all season, but the way she cried through her eyes when her daughter was talking to her, I felt that. And it makes it more normal, I guess, when we get back in the big groups and Dorinda is so, like, you know, she's closed off, she's a little tight. It shows more of a reason behind it. So I like that. And I did like the Leah, Rob, and Kiki scene. I feel like that's a reality show in itself, you know what I mean? I think them and their little life is a cool little thing. I will say that I would like to see Leah or Rob date to see how that dynamic works, because it works right now, but, like, you know, I think at the top of the season Leah was dating somebody, so I kind of am waiting. I don't know if we'll get it this season, but I'm waiting for next season to see how that makes everyone feel comfortable. But they're very cute scenes. I like them.
Yeah, pita chip guy was getting prior to Rhode Island. I agree, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because New York, but most of the women have children that are older, that we don't really get to see their home lives as much, and we don't get to see them being moms, which I wish we did get to see more of that. We get to see it a lot more with Leah, because Kiki, I think, is like 11 or 12 or something like that. And it's nice to see somebody. These women all raise children, so it's nice to see them. You see someone differently when you know that they're a mother. You see their nurturing side. You know, as much as we can't stand Ramona, like, she has a great relationship with her daughter Avery, and there's a reason for that, you know. And we don't get to see that side of her. And I don't know if it's the producers not wanting to show it, or if it's Avery not wanting to be on the show, even though she crashed in that confessional. So I don't know what it is, but I did really enjoy those scenes. And I think it also, it just humanizes them a lot more.
And we need exactly. to see them doing something. It's kind of like with Vanderpump.
Yeah.
We know they don't really work at the restaurant really, but we still right. love to see them doing something. And for some yeah. reason, like it just gets so repetitive, you guys, when it's like the gals are yelling or the gals are drunk. And then it's kind of like, I feel like A, we're missing out. And what one of the things I love the most is how we always talk about Sex and the City. New York City is the fifth character. We're missing yeah. like New York City charm, and we're missing like yeah. doing things and being active, you know? So
yeah, that's a really good point. Cause we get Luann with her cabaret. We get, yeah, what is Dorinda doing? We know Leah has Married to the Mob, but we only saw her in her office space once. You know, Sonia mm-hmm. has that fashion line. We saw her do the fashion show, and then Ramona is just gallivanting around town trying to get a man. Like, we need some more from her. but we have this awesome Halloween party. This looked yes. fabulous. Yeah. Luann really knew how to put on a nice party. It looked beautiful. It looked fun and festive. The theme was voodoo, which I'm kind of in for. It's kind of interesting, different. You could take it a whole type of different ways. I love Leah's slutty voodoo costume. I would have probably went that route, so I was here for it. And,
for sure, yeah.
And then Ramona's costume, to me, she said she had to Google voodoo. And that's what she came up with. It looked more Renaissance
yeah.
than voodoo. What were your guys' thoughts on all the women's costumes?
I think Leah definitely stole the show, I guess, with her outfit, her makeup, her hair, like, beautiful. I thought Dorinda looked awesome as well. Yeah. I really love Dorinda's look. Sonia, I'm sorry, love you, but like, yeah, that was a hot mess a little bit there. I'm trying to think, who else did I really, yeah, Ramona's yeah. didn't fit. Like, yeah, I agree with you there.
It was shocking that Corona Singer would it was shocking that she would decide to wear something that wasn't so tight or, you know, accentuating yeah. her body, which is like her thing. This, you know, I'm AJ, nothing but a number. And then it was really odd with this whole like, me and Sonia are wearing the same thing because we're like pals, but yet they were not pals. She brings another friend, Missy. We know about Missy, she's kind of problematic in a way. But as far as who I liked, love Leah's. That was a good look. I actually really like Luann. It was a little bit more covered, but it like for Luann it worked. Yeah. And she was the host. And I agree with Allie that I do feel like sometimes people shame Dorinda for her looks, and it doesn't really sit well with me. So I think Dorinda looked really pretty. And for some weird reason, it made me think of what Carol wore when they went to. When they went to that one dinner.
The tattoo thing that Carol wore. Yeah, that's true. That's really
I feel
funny.
Like I just miss Carol and Heather all the time. I don't know why.
they were
fun costumes. I'm not a big fan of like the whole voodoo theme. I guess I don't know much about it, but I thought everyone executed pretty well. Yeah.
I thought it was cute. I definitely, Ramona saying that she's going to have Sonia dress up together because she doesn't like the costume Sonia has worn in previous Halloween. Like, so bitchy. And also, it's like, if you guys are going to dress up together, you might as well show up together. But Ramona right. rolls in super early with her friend Missy, who is, as we all know, Luann's ex-husband's ex-girlfriend. So I thought this was going to be made into a bigger deal than it actually seemed to be. Luann didn't really confront Ramona in that moment. Maybe she will in later episodes. But really quickly, is that a violation of girl code? Allie, do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ronnie?
Like number one.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Total disrespect. And I thought like Missy was just there, like Ramona invited her. But no, Ramona rolled up with Missy. Really uncomfortable, really weird, not cool. So then we have, and also Ramona Ville doing it again, double booking. So she shows up early saying that she tried to get Luann to push up the dinner so she could go to another party, which is typical Ramona. I kind of felt like she was the first one there for that reason, so she could be the first one to leave. And so we get into the party. Sonia and Dorinda. And who was in the middle seat?
Elise. Elise. Elise was, yeah.
They're all together. Sonia is shammered. She is wasted already. I am guilty of the pregame turnip, so I understand where she was coming from. And she has a little prop along with her costume, a Ramona voodoo doll, which I thought was hilarious. But also, when you're drunk and angry, those two things don't mix well. So it was kind of a recipe for disaster from the start with Sonia. And we also got a nice little Jill's Darren cameo, which I thought was really sweet to see Jill. Ronnie, what did you have to say about that?
Well, I guess I really did want to see Jill. And I was watching a little bit of a clip where Jill was talking with Elise and saying that she actually wanted to go, you know, proceed to go to go on the next trip that they're going to do. But Dorinda kind of, you know, knocked that down. So I like Jill. I thought that was good. Going off Ramona double booking, I don't necessarily have a problem with the double booking, again, because Ramona has exhibited such bad behavior. Anytime she exhibits behavior that I could at least support, I'm going to do it. It is Halloween. We all know Halloween is a time where you could just be bouncing around the city. It's New York City Halloween. I remember exactly where I was. I was in Brooklyn at the time during Halloween. The weather was good. It was cold the days before, which was funny because I thought exactly of that because the scene we saw with Dorinda and her daughter. So that part I don't mind. The part about her saying, hey, I want to make a suggestion. Can we do this a little early? I also didn't mind. You're welcome to make a decision like that, but doesn't mean anyone has to go with it. What I think they need to start doing to her is dismissing her. Ramona does these asinine things and annoys people and everyone gets up in arms. They need to just like turn their head and be like, yeah, do what you do. Like, cause she's so sickening with some of the things she does and she's so rude. They need to start like turning their head and being like, whatever, girl, you know, like it is what it is, which was funny because she actually ended up doing that in the show today.
Right. Yeah.
And the voodoo thing, I'm a little like about the voodoo, but, Sonia made it so funny. And I think every time that we think we get enough of her drinking and it's like, okay, how could she continue to do this and us to still laugh? She found a way. She found a way.
Oh my gosh.
What about you?
I agree. I think starting with the voodoo thing, I love it. I thought the theme was amazing. And I loved that Sonia showed up with the dolls. I thought it added just, you know, that extra little kick that we needed. It was so fun. Double booking, I think, kind of like you said, Ronnie, at first I was like, you know what, that's rude. Like, she shouldn't have done that. This is like her really good friend's party. Like, she put a lot of time and money into this. But when I heard your side, I was like, okay, that does make sense. It's Halloween. There's a lot going on. She has all of these friends. So it makes sense that she would have other places to go and people to see. So I think it is okay now. But I also agree. I think that the girls just need to kind of like turn their shoulder and be like, okay, bye. Like, don't really give her the attention that she craves. And she said that, didn't she, in one of her confessionals, she's like, the best thing you can do is just ignore someone because it'll make you, you know? So I agree with you. Yeah.
I feel like she's doing it. The way she acts is 50% her just being a rotten lady. Yeah. And then the other 50% is trying to get a rise. We saw that in Vanderpump Rules, there was the character Brett, you know, he would always do stuff to try to get a rise. And when no one would pay him attention, he would still speak these things. And it was just, it's weird. And I noticed with people like that, you almost got to dismiss them. And I think she needs a little bit of that. But yeah, that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I do think she needs to be put in her place, and that might just be ignoring her. But I often am not a fan of when women engage in arguments when they are drinking. However, Sonia, in my humble opinion, really articulated her point to Ramona while very intoxicated about the issue she was having with her and the issues Elise was having with her. And Ramona just being mute to it, kind of doing what you guys say the woman should do to her, infuriated me. The way that, like, she was speaking to Elise, and Elise was like, kind of friend do you think I am? And she, well, whatever you want to be. Like, just, like, so rude and nasty. And especially when it wasn't coming from a bad place. And also, I didn't think Dorinda talking to Ramona about the party planning day, I didn't think she came off drunk or angry or anything. We've seen Dorinda angry. Yeah. That to me was Dorinda talking to a friend and Ramona just not liking what she was hearing. So then playing the victim card with it and saying that Dorinda was getting hasty with her. What were your guys' thoughts about those interactions that Ramona was having at the party? It very much did seem like Ramona against everybody else. But in this certain situation, I feel like everybody else is valid in their feelings against Ramona.
Yeah, well, Ramona, she was playing below the belt, I think, with the way she knows that's a triggering thing for Dorinda a little bit. So for you to come right off the top, like, do we love the way Dorinda handled it? Like the little cheers and...
Oh, definitely not.
But at the same time, like, it really was Dorinda's way of saying, like, don't do... Like, it's really crappy when somebody does something to you that you actually struggle with. And Dorinda sort of does struggle with that. One thing I value about Dorinda on this show is she gives a lot of herself. More than some of the other ladies sometimes, you know? So sometimes I could see her stress because she's always sacrificing her coolness to give a great show and to be vulnerable. So for Ramona to do that so quickly, I cringed a little bit, and it made a little bit of sense to why Dorinda did what she did. But Ramona was really rude to Elise. I didn't like that. And I also think, going back a couple episodes, I feel like, you know, this is where hypocrisy does come into play. You know, the same reason I wouldn't necessarily want Leah and her sister to be there, because I feel like we're getting together as a group. Like, so you bring in your sister, it doesn't really mesh with our group, is the same reason I wouldn't want you to bring Missy and sit her right under you, hover her under you, have her speak for you. It just, like, it's such a divisive thing, and Ramona's not owning that. And that, to me, really sucked. It really, really sucked, you know. So I wasn't happy with that.
Allie?
Mm-hmm. I think Ramona handled the whole party just poorly. You know, I agree, Chelsea, it's never the right time or place to bring up an argument or an issue with a friend, like, while you're drunk. But this is what these girls do. So, like, this is nothing new to them. And Ramona handled it so, like, poor me, like, I'm the victim, like, you know what I mean? Just like ignoring them, looking away. I'm going to go to the bathroom. What she said to Elise. It's like, she just can't ever just take accountability. She can't say sorry. I don't know. It was just really sad to see, I guess. And even though at first when Dorinda started her whole like toast and, you know, started calling out Ramona, I was like kind of cringing, like, oh, this is so awkward. Like, I couldn't even imagine being Ramona right now. But then I was also like, oh, whatever. I really didn't feel too bad for her, because she's just been so nasty to all of these women, and especially Elise. Like, I feel like Elise is a genuinely good friend who cares and loves Ramona. And she was like sitting there telling her that. And Ramona was just like, okay. Like, she's mean. Like, she's just a mean friend. I don't know. I hated to see it.
That was very mean. And it also kind of reminds me, last season when Barbara and Luann, them talking about how, like, I feel like when you bring a friend on, I think you are responsible to making that friend feel comfortable in this situation with the cameras and whatnot. And so Ramona not doing that for Elise, like, it just shows what type of a friend she really is.
Real quick, also, somebody in our chat, Debbie, had said, or just stop inviting Ramona. Like, I know that doesn't really work with the show, because the producers probably want them all together. But, like, at some point, you just got to dismiss her. Because, again,
love that.
She kind of deserves you. If you got to go other places, Ramona, go other places. Yeah. We don't want you. Because if you go down the line, Elise was frustrated with her. Sonia was frustrated with her. Jill Zarin can't stand her. I think Luann is okay with her. Dorinda hated her. It was like she just had Missy there and her guy friends. Like, it was just silly.
And her guy friends.
It was silly.
Yes. So Dorinda doing that toast for Ramona was not the best thing. But for me, the highlight and the quote of the episode came from a drunk Sonia Morgan. Let's not be defensive. Let's be inclusive. So I think we could take that mantra in our Roni lives and our everyday lives. Let's not be divisive. Let's be inclusive. Okay. So let's move on to some of our news and gossip of the last couple of weeks. It's been a really hot and heavy time in Real Housewives of New York gossip, guys. First things first, I was listening to a podcast interview with Leah, and she was saying that she is now 90 days sober. So she has been sober within quarantine, which I have had the hardest time at doing so. So kudos to Leah for that. And she also wanted to make it clear in this interview that she didn't start drinking because of the Housewives or while on Housewives. She didn't break her sobriety because of the show. She broke her sobriety prior to being on the show, but that she had been sober for several years, and it was a personal decision for her to make that choice to drink again, which I thought that was very interesting. And then another thing that Leah was talking about in that same interview, I know I loved Leah in Rhode Island doing somersaults across a grass during a dinner time thing or whatever. But she said, Ramona tried to get me kicked off the entire show that weekend. Behind the scenes, she says, I can't think of a reason why I'd be held to such different standards than anybody else. I mean, again, I'm the tattooed one. I'm the one with the smaller apartment. I'm the one that lives downtown with graffiti. I don't know. Maybe she thinks she's like above me. I'm not really sure, but it all plays out in the second half of the season. It only gets worse when it comes to Ramona. So yeah. So a little bit surprising. We see that there. I wasn't too surprised when she said Ramona tried to get me kicked off the show, but like the behind the scenes drama, what do you guys think of that?
Wow.
I guess for me, it's because the world is going the way it's going. I remember how when we opened the show, we talked about, oh, we missed it. And I kind of said, I actually was totally okay with the 2-week break.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like not that excited over this, like, you know, personal thing off the show. I just need like a mental break from it. It's fun. It's kooky. The constructive things I'll say about Leah, because I've been a little bit more judgmental of her. This was her season. Episode. This was her episode. This was the episode where, and it happens with any new cast member, where she really felt comfortable in front of the cameras, is what I thought. One of the interesting things about her is, I don't find that surprising that Ramona would do that. I mean, Leah did throw an item of food at her, and whether people think that's cool, whatever. I actually don't think it's cool, regardless at all. I just don't like it, and I would understand that Ramona would at least make that comment to see if she could get her removed from the show. I don't think it's that serious, but definitely I could understand where it comes from. The other things about Leah is I don't think we're starting to realize that she hasn't not seen the Housewives, but that's kind of like the arc that's being played. I mean, for one, we've seen, if you go to the social media, we see that her sister went to Watch What Happens Live prior. We know that Leah was on Millionaire Matchmaker. So, and beyond that, if you were going to be on a show on a network, you would study what you were going to be on. You wouldn't just do it blindly. So I think I say all that to say, I like Leah, maybe not as much as you two, but I think she's finally not self-producing. So I'm excited about what we see in the future.
I agree with Leah. I think Ramona definitely thinks she's above her. I think we've seen a lot of that this season. And I think Ramona, you know, Bethany left, Ramona was all like excited to maybe be, you know, the head of the group or something. And then Leah came on and quickly became a fan favorite. And now Ramona has some tension with her. I'm just like, what did Ramona actually think was going to happen? Like, she was going to go to the Bravo producers like, hey, can we get rid of this Leah? Like, we're just not working well with her. That's great. That's the whole point of the show. That's what makes the great TV that we all love to watch, is this drama and the tension. So I just find it so funny that she even tried to do that. But yeah, I love Leah. And I agree, Ronnie. I think she had a really, really great episode. And I guess I'm just excited to see now that she said it gets even more dramatic.
Like, yeah, this was the funnest one. Like, I felt like her personality was shining a little bit. Like, I love the way she was talking with Sonia. That banter felt very natural. I mean, I wasn't a giant fan of the picking up the centerpiece, but at the same time, she kind of had some kookiness. She kind of had some kookiness with the way she played. Hey, Sonia, you could go mess with my ex. Like, he's got a big old thing. Like, it seems like she is catching her rhythm. And I think we're going to have you guys already liked her, but I think we're going to start seeing a stronger Leah as we go, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely felt like the Ramona trying to get her kicked off. I texted you this, Ronnie. It feels very much Vicky Gumbelson-esque. It feels very much NeNe Leakes-like. You know, she's the remaining OG, her and Luann, on the cast right now. So she feels like she has some type of a cool or whatever, which is just not the case. And then our next story also has to deal with Ramona. I'm sure we all saw Avery walking in the background, making a comment about Elise while Ramona was giving her commentary on the situation. Avery said this, "Mom, stop wasting your energy talking about Elise. This is so dumb." Then she goes on to say, "I hear you tell your friends you can't get enough of it. It's like annoying." Really quickly, guys, because we don't have too much more time, did you guys interpret what she says as a knock against Elise or a knock against Ramona? Because there was some internet back and forth on that.
I thought it was against Elise.
Okay, great. So I did too. I took it as a slight against Elise, and Elise took offense to that. You know, she was saying, you know, "I was trying to figure out as well if she was going against me or telling her mom to be quiet. I always liked Avery, and I pushed my husband to be hands-on mentor to her and to use his connections to get her the job she wanted. I wish her well." So here we see that just Avery is bashing, I thought bashing Elise on camera during her mom's confessional. And we know that Elise has this, we believe, a nice heart, warm heart, and helped Avery get a job. And she's talking crap about her. Really quickly, guys, what are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Just real quickly, I think it's ungrateful on Avery's part. And this is where I say, I going into these next couple months, be it everything that's going on just with the world, I don't know that I'm going to want to watch too much of the Twitter games, because the thing is, like, what happens on the show is what happens on the show. But outside of that, we know Ramona and probably Avery, you know, they're just from a different, they're cut from that other cloth. You know, they're cut from the cloth that doesn't wear masks, that go to these events and catch the, they're just, yeah. I feel like right now, I know that's what makes these shows great, is that this off camera Twitter, but right now my heart just doesn't have it. And maybe I'm just like not as mean as I used to be and charged up, but I just don't want it, because it's going to play very negatively for Ramona. She should kind of just like chill out, if I'm being honest, because she is, you know, very much, you know, she's very much a supporter of a certain candidate and stuff of that nature. And it's just, it could get real ugly. My heart's not in it. My heart is not in it at all. No.
Allie, really quickly, what about you?
I completely agree with everything you just said. Like, I got on Twitter this morning and just immediately was like, oh my God, I just can't handle this right now. And I think we can all mostly probably agree. There's just so much going on in the world right now. The last thing we need to get into is Twitter wars. Like, let's keep it on the TV. Let's watch what they give us there. And that's enough.
And my question that I asked Chelsea too was, do we think Ramona needs to exit the show and kind of do a spinoff, very Kim Zolciak or whatever? But, you know, Chelsea, when you mentioned to me that like she's really getting too big for her britches, like a Vicky or a Nene, she might be. And you did say that Luann and her are the top dogs. But the reality is Ramona really is the only one who's been on since the very beginning. Luann had a couple lower seasons. So it's just, it's getting to her head. I hated the way Ramona acted in the Hamptons with Giselle Bryant. And it's just the same thing with Ramona. Same thing, same thing. Maybe it's about time for they put her on the show next season, but remove her from a full-time to a friend of, just for some humble pie. I think we need a change for Ramona. I'm still okay with her, but we need to slow it down.
Yeah. Well, yes, Ramona definitely. I don't think she needs a spinoff. I think maybe she just needs to go on the beach and dance in her one piece for on Instagram. I don't need to see any more of her. I'm actually lost a lot of interest in her. She has been very tone deaf during this time right now, and just very unappealing to watch on television. She's just been really nasty. So, and it's kind of taking away, to me, this episode, she was the Dorinda of the episode, like how Dorinda's been so nasty and mean in previous episodes. That was Ramona this episode, where it's just like, it's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys, I'm so excited that we are back. We had, I think, a really great discussion. I missed you guys.
Fun. I know. I loved it.
So fun. Well, we will see y'all next week. I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You could see me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones. And Ronnie, where can everyone find you?
I wish I could give you two a hug, and Leon a hug, of course, too. But my stuff is randomlyronniejr.com. That links directly to my podcast. Got 6 interviews up there and 12 more to go. And they're all really fun. And I hope you enjoy them. Yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram at Allie James.
Awesome.
Well, oh, and a special thank you to our producer. This is the first time we've worked with this producer.
Yeah, yeah.
Benny is his name. And he also, if you like this reality show, he does The Challenge, which is another reality show on MTV. And so he has the full recap of that. So if you like this reality show and you like the MTV stuff, follow Benny. And he was our producer for today. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. And we'll see you next week, hopefully, with Leanne. Leanne, our thoughts are with you. We miss you. Bye.
Bye, Leanne.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.